Welcome to the Agents Lounge Podcast, where we talk all things real estate with the industry's top performers. Join us as we dive into the inspiring journeys of successful agents and uncover the secrets to their success. Whether you're a seasoned agent or just starting out, we got the tips and tricks to help you navigate the world of real estate. Brought to you by Airtegrity Comfort Solutions. So grab a seat and join us in the Agents Lounge.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to your latest episode of the Agents Lounge, sponsored by Airtegrity Comfort Solutions, your local leader in HVAC maintenance, sales, and installations. Today on the Agents Lounge, we have a special guest, Mr. Alex Kendall, who is not a realtor, but he works very closely with them to make sure that everything is the way we want it, and I'll let him elaborate on that. So welcome, Alex. We're glad to have you here this week with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on today.
Awesome. So you do pest control.
Yes.
And we're not talking about the neighbors that blast loud music at midnight. We're talking about the pests that have more than two legs in many instances. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this business?
Yes. A lot of people get into pest control. There's usually two avenues. One, people will either sell door to door. We all met those people or tired of them knocking on our doors. I personally got in as a technician about 8.5 years ago. And so spraying, learning the trade, getting my licensing, and then eventually starting my own business. So,
okay. So it wasn't so much about killing little critters, but about branching out and doing it on your own and for yourself.
Eventually, the opportunity presented itself, yes.
Okay, perfect. And you're with Stride Pest Control, is that correct?
Stride Pest Control, yes.
Okay, Stride. Okay, tell us a little bit about Stride. Like, a little bit about the company and what sets it apart from, other companies or even just the raid at the HEB or something.
Yeah, absolutely. So we fall in that medium tier area. So people want to use local. We definitely are here local, and not a large national branch. But we're also not just a guy in a truck. And so we have flexibility. I mean, we have multiple technicians out in the field. So it allows us to give you that quality service that is what you need, but also have that personal touch that people want here in San Antonio, particularly.
Awesome. Okay. Now, I would imagine in the world of pest control, people tend to call you when they need you, and they need you like yesterday. It's not like, let me set up a maintenance ahead of time, just to kind of be a little bit more proactive. And what you do, I would imagine it's a lot of reactive people. Would you say that that's
true? Yes, most of the time.
Yeah, like, they're blowing up your phone, like, I need help, kind of thing. Now, here in San Antonio, what are some of the challenges with pests that people should be aware of?
First off, people just need to understand the fact that we just have a lot of them down here, particularly in San Antonio. I mean, Texas itself, out of the U.S., is a place where a lot of bugs exist. But Texas, San Antonio itself, because of its dry climate, because of everything else going on here, there's a lot of bugs. And so it's a matter of realizing that you're not going to ever see a bug. You are going to see a bug at some point. The idea with pest control is that we're looking at seeing far, far less.
And okay. So, is there any particular type that you would consider more pest than others, if for lack of a better term?
Sure. I mean, mosquitoes are very, very bad down here. I would say ants.
Our arch nemesis.
Yes. So ants. I could go on a list, and there's a lot of different things that will get into the homes depending on where you're living.
Now, what would you consider something a little bit more on the risky side as far as like black widows or...
Yeah, I mean, as far as spiders, black widows, brown recluse spiders are not fun to come across. And so as far as danger, we have Texas redheaded centipedes, which are pretty scary out in the hill country. Ooh, and so
that sounds scary.
Yeah, they can get a couple inches long. As far as other things just to kind of be aware of, I mean, fire ants can be rather dangerous as well if they're not properly kept. I mean, a small child or, a small pet could easily be in trouble if we're not taking care of fire ants properly.
Wow. Okay. Some of that stuff I kind of figured, like the black widow, that's why I mentioned it. But some of the other ones, I mean, we know ants are pests, but you brought up a good point. Fire ants, people can have an allergic reaction to that. And I don't know, do you have any personal experiences with something like that as far as with people who had allergic reactions to some of these critters?
Absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit about an experience or two?
Fortunately, knock on wood, I haven't had any clients that, necessarily call us out for those reasons. I've had customers that have called us out and saying, hey, I definitely need these wasps knocked down because I am allergic. And so, and usually it's a pretty quick thing they can address, but, it's one of those things when you're talking about, your health and not being able to breathe and things like that. I mean, it's a very serious matter. So, that's something we take is making sure we knock down these things, make sure they're not around your home. So people don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm. My biggest concern, because we do HVAC, right? Inside ducts. Sometimes you see feces there. So what are some ways that people can do, things that customers can do to prevent that from happening or to get rodents in their attic or because we see all types of things up there that shouldn't be there.
No, great question. We do have a large rodent population here in San Antonio. Happened quite a while ago because of drought and things like that. Things have pushed in city. And so really just making sure that the exterior of your home, there's no obvious openings. Rats can get through holes the size of a nickel.
Yeah.
And so.
Wow. Okay. So did not know that.
So in a quarter. So, mice and rats. And so they don't need much of an opening. So just making sure things are sealed up properly, they're not a stranger to their attic. They either have a tradesperson up there like yourself doing the AC work or, themselves are looking at it once in a while so it doesn't go unnoticed.
Now, a lot of people tend to take pest control like I'm an armchair pest control expert. I can Google and go kill whatever is in my house. I would imagine there's a certain level of risk for somebody trying to take care of rodents or roaches or that Texas red-headed centipede, which I'm going to Google after we get off this because that just sounds creepy. But why should somebody consider a professional instead of just doing it themselves?
A couple factors. One being that they really just don't want to manage doing it themselves. And so at the end of the day, isn't that why we offload a lot of things is we don't want to do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. Second is, taking that time to research and know how insects work and their biology. If you hire someone like ourselves, we already know those things. And so we can go in there and usually get rid of the issue a lot quicker because we are not only using the right products, but we know how these insects react to it.
Now, when you mention products, can you tell us, our listeners, a little bit about what you use and as far as like the toxicity of this? Is it something that people can't go into their homes all day, like you might see on a can of Raid or something?
Yeah, the industry definitely had a lot of those kinds of things that were more concerning maybe 20, 30 years ago. The industry's changed a lot as far as moving towards safety of product. Mm-hmm. All products pretty much used by most companies these days are all pet and people friendly, and so there's usually no need for anybody to leave the home, et cetera.
Oh, so you can go and do this when someone's there, like, I'm there just watching the news.
Absolutely.
Or something?
Absolutely.
Okay, don't mind me, I'm just here.
Mm-hmm. Go around, usually no odors of any kind, and so in that regard, it's rather effective. And good
okay.
experience.
Did not know that. Now, do you have certain? Do you approach like bugs different versus rodents, or is it like the same thing for everybody or all pests?
When you're maintaining things on, what most people are recommending, like quarterly service, the pretty standard here in Texas. And so when you're maintaining things, you can use like a general insecticide, as we say. But yeah, when you are tackling specific issues that popped up, it is important to use products specific to their nature, which is why, going to your comment earlier, people just going and eating something like Raid or other kinds of products, a lot of these things might kill them on contact, but they don't actually take care of the root issue. Like spraying Raid over ants and certain kinds of roaches is actually not very effective and not helpful. It kills the ones you see, but doesn't take care of the issue.
It's not taking the
source,
the chemical back to where they came from.
Correct, correct.
It's just some unlucky sap who was out and met you and you took care of him.
Exactly.
But not the rest of his clique, if you will. Okay. And would you apply that same principle to like rodents as well and any other kind of pests?
Trapping, different kinds of poisons can work. I mean, I would say, if people were to do anything themselves, make sure they're reading the labels of the products they get. That's one of the biggest problems, people just misusing the products.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's where most problems can occur, hazard wise. I mean, just putting products or things in the wrong places.
Or mixing chemicals.
Or mixing things they're not sure of exactly.
Yeah. Or even the legendary old-fashioned mousetrap. I mean, that's what we all kind of grew up on with our folks using, and that again catches just one or two of them, little fellas. But Not the whole, I don't know, what do you call a group of rats, a nest of them?
The whole colony.
A colony, there you go. I knew there was probably a term for that, you know.
So you
want to get the root of the issue there. What can somebody do to kind of prevent any kind of problem? I mean, I'm thinking off the top of my head, like, you don't leave food on your counter or stuff like that, but what else can somebody do? You mentioned about making sure there's no obvious openings. What other proactive measures could a person do?
For insects, pests in general, I mean, we classify an industry as conducive conditions. And so anything that could potentially attract an insect, so we're talking like standing water, you know, by the foundation, tall grass, overgrown tree limbs, rotting wood, you know, any kind of these things that, you know, bugs want what we want. It's food, water, and shelter. And so if they can find it in your home conveniently, then, you know, that's where they're going to go. And so...
Okay, food, water, and shelter, and probably a hug, just like we want you.
Yep,
right?
Yep. So if you got those things going on,
yeah,
they want it too.
Yeah, you know, yeah, because you watch Animal Planet and all these animal whisperers, and they're crawling with bugs on them. I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. You know, yeah, that's probably not my specialty and stuff like that. You know, what do you do? Commercial also, or just residential?
We do both. Yes.
Okay. What, like, do you have any specialties when it comes to, like, residential or commercial, any kind of niche that you guys fill with, you know, with doing pest control?
It's as far as our, you know, what we focus on, we definitely focus on our relationship with homeowners. And so we look at a lot of homeowners themselves in their homes, and then obviously maybe they have like another property or they have a business themselves. That's where we definitely shine and where we focus our efforts. But yeah, I mean, people that have buildings and structures, we those are the things we can take care of.
Okay. I mean, is there like a limit to the size that you can?
No, not particularly.
Okay.
So it's just a conversation, okay. And you know, we might approach it a little differently.
Okay. So we can do like efficiency apartments all the way up to like an office building.
Correct.
Okay. I mean, when you think pest control, you may not think of like maybe these giant commercial office buildings, but you know, Alex here can go ahead and take care of multiple offices in a building there, and so that kind of knocks it out there. That's good. That's excellent. Now, do you have something, sir?
No.
Oh, sorry. Can you tell us a little bit about any kind of networking, community service, outreach, philanthropy that maybe you or your company or your employees participate in?
Sure. It's one of those things that I'm always looking to do more of. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, it's one of those things where I've been pushing more for it recently. We've had a lot. So we have two locations. We have the here in San Antonio. We also have one up in Austin.
Oh, okay.
And a lot more of those kinds of community outreach has been involved up there, and we're trying to push that more now here that we're established. Been down here for about 4 years.
Okay, so Stride started in Austin and came down to San Antonio.
That was our original location, yes.
Okay, so if somebody calls for help, you pretty much anything along the 35 corridor.
Correct.
And any outlying areas?
In the surrounding areas.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, when we talk about outlying areas, what about things like snakes? Or because the type of critters you encounter in the rural areas are different than maybe in the urban areas.
Sure.
Can you expand a little bit on that?
So if you get further out, I mean, there's definitely other things that people think of. There's pest control and there's wildlife. That's what we're kind of referring to. We're talking snakes. We're talking like skunks, raccoons, coyotes in some cases. Those are things I personally do not take care of. I mean, it is a different scope of service, but I have established contacts with local companies that do those things.
Okay.
I've worked with them for years, and so funny story, I actually had a raccoon pulled out of my own attic a few years back, and that was a weird call for pest control for me being in the industry.
Excuse me, sir. I'm the pest guy, and I got a major pest that has a couple eyes staring at me with fur. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's good to have contacts, and so, but we can definitely take care of that if people call us.
What are some examples of rural pest control that you guys do handle?
Primarily rats and mice. We're talking like wildlife. But I mean, once you get in the hill country, I mean, scorpions are pretty prevalent. Mm. And so if we're talking that, we have what's called the bark scorpion. So they will literally climb up the side of the house and usually come down through the attic.
Okay.
So it's important to get
definitely not Santa Claus.
Yeah, no, not Santa Claus. Don't leave cookies. And so, but yeah, so proactive measures to be taken for that.
Okay. I have a question for you. I mean, tell us a story or a problem you solved. That, I mean, what's a horror story? I want to hear it.
Okay. There was one house I was treating once. It must have been some kind of there were some tenants that moved out of it, and so but it was out in the kind of a hill country area. Mm-hmm. But I walked in, and, you know, there was some debris laying around. It was vacated, but they had a very, very serious German cockroach issue, which is the small roaches, and there was.
Wait. I'm sorry. Yes. German cockroach?
They're called German cockroaches.
I mean, he's not wearing like lederhosen with a snobby or something or what?
Okay. I might have seen that once, actually.
I'm curious.
So, no, they're just very small. They have these two little racing stripes in the back. They don't come from outside. You only get them from somebody that currently has them. And so, but they do reproduce rather quickly. But this one house had thousands of them. Like, literally, there was a box in the middle of the room. I kicked it, and there must have been hundreds that came out of it. We had
to. Did you get excited to kill them all, or
yeah, it was a fun project. I would have. I definitely FaceTimed my wife. I was like, "Hey, check out this mess."
Let's do a Facebook Live right here.
Yeah, I know.
With Otto and his German cockroach buddies.
But no, that was a pretty severe case.
How'd you get rid of all those little fellows that started running?
I sprayed them all.
Man, I'm thinking like Ghostbusters, like with your proton pack.
There you go.
Oh, okay. You know, nightmares, sir. Thank you for bringing that up, Francisco.
Yeah, now we all have nightmares.
and sometimes you might not see those, right? Because they hide.
In early stages, yes. They like to be behind dressers and drawers and things, usually in the kitchens, bathrooms.
What are some of the health issues that arrive from not treating them or not having the maintenance or
surprisingly German roaches don't actually have really any health risks. They're just
scary.
Yeah, they're just scary, and people feel, you know, they feel gross, and so, you know, it's a self-image thing. You know, people don't want to tell people they have this issue. That's pretty common, especially with bed bugs, which are
I'm glad you brought that up. Urban legend, bed bugs. You know them, you don't want them, you stay away from them. How does a professional like yourself handle something like a bed bugs?
It takes a couple different things. A lot of it is understanding how these guys work. I mean, they will get they usually are hanging out in areas where people spend a lot of time, chairs, beds, couches.
So it's not just your bed.
No, it's not. It's where we spend time, especially if the case has gotten a lot worse. But it's a matter of, you know, taking care of, we take outlets off, you know, we treat, you know, there was a one job, it wasn't me, it was a fellow company, but they had gotten rid of all of them everywhere. They didn't understand why they still had them, but they were actually, the last little harboring area was in the shower curtain.
In the shower curtain.
In the shower curtain. So
they're waterproof.
To some extent. it's a pretty painstaking process to get rid of bed bugs. And so I'm always telling people just to be proactive as they travel around.
Do you have any, you know, along the lines of our German cockroach friends, any war stories when it comes to bed bugs that you've encountered?
It's not fun when you're walking in. There's a lot of them. I was at a place literally the other day that had, we were revisiting the place, but we'd killed hundreds and hundreds of them. They were coating the bed frame. And so underneath the Velcro, underneath the straps and things like that, it's really challenging on beds that have lots of gaps and crevices. I'm actually doing a bed bug job this afternoon, so I'll see if we
have. Wow. You know what? We should have relabeled this episode our Halloween episode. You know, because this sounds all stuff out of like Stephen King or something like that. I mean, okay, how do you protect yourself when you go in and you encounter a situation like that to where you don't bring them to your office, to your van, to yourself, your home? I mean, how do you protect yourself?
Yes, it's a matter of making sure I'm all gloved up. I'm taking precautions. I'm not leaning up against a wall or a mattress that I flipped over to spray. I usually get home and the wife has me strip in the garage.
Okay. Not for like a Valentine's Day type stripping. We're talking about don't bring your work home with you stripping.
Exactly. So knock on wood, I haven't brought any home yet. So, but it's a lot of manual.
So you're probably wearing the whole outfit like they did in Outbreak or COVID or something where you're just like.
Not necessarily. I could, but I haven't found a need for that. I mean, if it was one that where you're walking in, the floor is moving, maybe. But I haven't had that case yet. So.
Okay, I'm gonna need a minute. You know, I don't know about the floor. There was a movie back in like '82 called Creepshow, and I remember I saw that in the last episode of it's an anthology had a moving floor of cockroaches, and I, it just I whatever I got in my head and stuff, you know. Between cockroaches and I think like tarantulas, you know, I know tarantulas aren't poisonous, but they're not very handsome looking.
No, no, they're not. No,
you know, is that something that you come into contact with too?
Yeah, we take care of tarantulas.
Okay, I mean, do you kill them or you just relocate them?
It depends. And so, I mean, if they're around the house, I mean, we're not usually moving them. We're spraying, and they might die.
Okay.
And so, I have a question. Can I talk? No, but we do have invite a lot of realtors, and we have the agent's lounge. So, what message do you have for somebody that's either selling a home or buying a home? If you have any tips for them,
or renting,
or renting a home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so a couple things. I mean, in the process of buying and selling, I mean, it's important to make sure that, you know, we're doing our due diligence as far as inspecting. There's no termites, things that people are concerned about when they're buying a home, right? And so termites are a big thing.
Is that still a big problem here in South Texas?
1 in 4 homes will either have or will get termites.
Oh, okay.
So pretty much everybody.
So when you're doing home inspections, that's something obviously hopefully they inspect for. But they may want to bring in somebody like yourself to come in and do an even more detailed inspection to make sure.
Correct, yeah. And it's one of those things where if you are planning to buy or sell anytime soon, I mean, start thinking of these things in advance, because when we have option periods and other kinds of, you know, things we're dealing with, it gets really hard to do it quickly all the time. Mm-hmm. I get calls sometimes like, hey, I'm closing tomorrow. Like, you need it today. I try to move heaven and earth to accommodate it.
Kind of like the reactionary thing we talked about.
Exactly. So realize that pests are an issue here in Texas, especially mm-hmm. people moving from out of state. Mm-hmm. And so realtors, that's what I would keep in mind is, you know, these people, they don't understand our climate. You know, as they settle in, you know, they might need to have a chat with someone like myself.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know, that's good to know. You know, we always want to connect our real estate, you know, network with professionals like yourself who can help them with these types of issues, you know, because we'll do inspections for realtors as far as of HVAC systems. But I think that realtors should contact you and your team for doing the same thing for bugs and termites and any other thing that might make your floor look like it's moving or something, you know. So, so that's really good information to know. So, did you have anything else you wanted to add there, Francisco?
Yeah. So what's usually the process when you go visit a new customer's home or a new client's home? They call you, hey, I want to get an estimate. How does that work? What's the process to follow?
So initially, I mean, so as far as getting like an estimate or a quote, in most cases for most insects, we can do that over the phone. Okay. It's a matter of knowing the square footage, knowing the issues people are having, and obviously.
Well, like, they're calling you, they're going to say it's bad.
Exactly. But
We don't. I don't know how you guys quantify like bad.
Exactly, and that's where, you know, once we take what, you know, they say over the phone, you know, and we actually get someone set up to come out. You know, we're usually doing an inspection of the interior, the exterior, kind of get an idea of what's going on in the eyes. We're trying to identify these things. Are they just, you know, are they this kind of cockroach or this kind of spider, or, you know, what's kind of the issue here and how can we move forward? Because the long-term goal is that everyone is – we're doing preventative, you know, right? So the idea is that, you know, when things pop up, it's mild and not severe, because we're already keeping up and keeping things at equilibrium, as we like to say.
Wow. You know, I had a close family member who was renting an apartment this year, actually. And they had a severe cockroach problem in there, and it was just the little ones, not like the jump, but they were everywhere in the bed, on the furniture, in the sofa. I mean, it was just everywhere. And the management of the apartment really wasn't being proactive about it, and it was just constantly trying to spray, but they were just everywhere. And I would imagine those types of issues are living in the walls and stuff like that.
Yeah, those are challenges for multifamily. And so, because they will move through the wall, and people, you have some people moving in and moving out, and you know, you know, people have them, you know, a TV that's maybe infested, they bring it in or they move it out.
You know, and I had a friend of mine who was dealing with a house fly problem, you know, like little fruit flies. Mm-hmm. I guess they come out of the sink.
They can. If there's any kind of organic bacteria or different things down there, it's recommended to clean that out.
And, you know, and what would you recommend to somebody who, you know, has like just flies that are just kind of coming in and stuff like that?
Find a source. There's, you know, always a source. And so whatever that is. And so whether, you know, it's as simple as, you know, cleaning up the sink, or it's some other kind of, you know,
pour bleach down it or something.
Like? Yeah, that works. And so, or sometimes, you know, putting some kind of, citrus down there, maybe blended it up with, the disposal might help.
Old lifestyle I heard is, put apple cider vinegar with a citrus and mix it up and then just leave it out and it just attracts them and then they get
stuck. Yeah, if we're talking about the gnats, that works. Put a little bit of dish soap in there, it helps them kind of stick in there.
Yeah, okay.
So that does work effectively.
All right. So you sound like you make this real easy for somebody who may be having a challenge. You and your team just kind of, you know, make it easy to get it set up, inspected, taken care of, and they can move on with their lives.
Yeah. And what are some of the challenges that are coming up with this winter weather change?
Everyone's trying to come inside.
Yeah, I mean, so we head into – things do slow down a little bit because it gets a little colder here. But one of the things I always tell people is that, you know, because people ask, when's the best time to start pest control or when should I think about it? Breeding happens in spring, but it never gets cold enough here in Texas to kill off bugs, mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are going to be year-round, just mild.
Even when we hit that big freeze a couple of years ago?
Yes, it wasn't under 50 for 2 weeks. And so it didn't It didn't really kill anything. It killed a few things, but not
killed everything. The HVAC and heater systems, but it didn't kill bugs.
Yeah.
Killed the pipes too, but yeah. But no, as far as that, I mean, you know, wildlife does usually pick up in the winter if we're looking at what's more prevalent.
So if you live up north, you really don't have as much a pest problem as maybe down south.
Bugs are less of an issue up north, yes.
Okay.
And so.
Cool.
Yeah. And so the further south you go, the more of a problem it gets, I would imagine, the more hotter, tropical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there like an example of a pest that loves winter or cold, or that's their thing?
I mean, there's a handful of them. We call them occasional invaders, and so or winter pests, and so it could be they're usually not anything that people normally think of. Like there's kissing bugs and other kinds of little beetles and stuff that pop up.
Occasional invaders,
yeah. And so, but
How did you develop your passion for pest control?
Part of it's exposure. So, I mean, when you're doing something daily, right? And so you decide. It's funny because we kill bugs, but I'm actually rather fond of them in a lot of ways. Like one of my goals is to get an ant farm. I think that'd be pretty cool. So, but
that's cool.
Some of those things where you start nerding out a little bit about what you do.
Well, I like rodents, you know, like I think guinea pigs and mice and all that are cute and stuff, but never thought about an ant farm, but yeah.
Sure, you know. Sure.
So, I mean, it sounds like this is your thing. Like this is something you're passionate. You're the expert on, and there's not anything you can't tackle.
Yeah, more or less. Yes,
that's good to know.
And I guess the final question is: where do you see yourself in the next 3 to 5 years? Doing vacationing or family?
Always trying to, you know, my passion behind everything I do is my family, you know, my kids, my wife. You know, really, I'm really passionate about building this, you know, building my company up so that I can continue to support those that I employ. And so I always tell my guys, hey, my first priority is you. If I take care of my guys or my team, they'll take care of my clients and we'll all be happy.
How big is your team?
So I currently have 2 full-time technicians and I have an office staff of 5.
Okay.
And so, but yeah. Continue to look into service and take care of more people. Our mission statement and motto is the best possible service in the nicest possible way.
Okay, except if you're a bug or a pest.
Exactly. Then you have to hitchhike.
Then you become Schwarzenegger Terminator style. I mean, I got you. Okay. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you again for being here with us. We appreciate it. Would you mind sharing your contact info with our listeners?
Yes. If anybody is interested in, you know, reaching out with any kind of questions, even if it's not necessarily a quote, you know, you can call me directly. My direct number is 210-547-8409. Just want to be a resource because sometimes people just want to – they have questions, right?
Do you have a website?
Yes, and stridepestcontrol.com.
StridePestControl.com. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you being here with us today, Alex. And Francisco, anything else you wanted to chime in on?
I mean, let me face the camera this way. I don't know if y'all can the camera see me right there? We've had Alex. I've known Alex for almost a year already, right?
Yeah.
And we called him because we had another pest control company. It was a friend of mine who recently passed away. And we hadn't had service for about a year. And
this is at your home?
Yeah. And I told my wife, okay, well, now we need to get somebody because my friend can't do it anymore. He's been sick for a long time and he's not, I mean, I don't think he's going to be doing pests. And I mean, Alex came. Nobody was even at the house and they're like, hey, I just gave him the door code. They came. I felt very comfortable with him, the honesty, the integrity, and they took care of the service. And I felt that, like, we hardly see any pests in our home. And I mean, I hardly trust them. And I believe that they also have us in a maintenance plan. So I mean, I don't even have to worry about it. That's the best thing, is that they'll just call me, hey, it's time for your maintenance, and they'll just show up, and I'll give them the door code, and they'll take care of it.
Stride is the air integrity of the pest control world. Outstanding. You know, you are on it. That's good. I'm from a satisfied customer. I love it. Yep. That's the best kind of feedback. You know, just on a side note, I was a customer of Air Integrity before I joined Air Integrity. So, I can vouch for what Alex does, what we do, and that's the goal of the Agent Sounds, is to bring on specialists in their field to help out all our listeners. So thank you so much. We appreciate you being here again, and hopefully we'll see you again soon on the Agent Sounds.
Thank you.
And as always, thank you to our listeners. You're listening to the Agents Lounge, sponsored by Air Integrity Comfort Solutions, your local leader in HVAC solutions. And we will see you next time. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Agents Lounge podcast, brought to you by Air Integrity Comfort Solutions. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or to listen to past episodes, please visit agentsloungepodcast.com.